Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Healthy people require a healthy environment. Our guest works on both sides of that equation. He's Dr. Richard Jackson, Director of the Center for Environmental Health at the CDC. Dr. Jackson and his public health colleagues are working on health challenges that simply cannot be addressed without dealing with environmental issues. Dr. Jackson says we know a great deal about what needs to be done, so what's holding us back?
There's been a huge investment in research in our society. We spend about $29 billion a year at the National Institutes of Health creating research. There has been an underinvestment in taking that research out of the laboratory and really making a practical difference in people's lives.
Dr. Richard Jackson is the director of the National Center for Environmental Health at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He works to increase support for stronger environmental health protection efforts throughout federal agencies. He engages the CDC and local and state health departments in the genetics revolution, and he works to increase efforts to improve the nutritional status of people in developing countries. Dr. Jackson collaborates with groups and individuals from many disciplines, including planners, architects, engineers, academics, and policymakers. Together, they explore the implications of urban sprawl on the nation's environmental health. Given the fundamental connections between the environment and our health, Bill Russell and I were pleased when Dr. Jackson invited us to learn more about work being done to enhance both. Dr. Richard Jackson, I've become something of a fan of Alexander the Great. Why do I mention this? Alexander the Great was presented with the Gordian knot, and it was really complicated and really intricate, and he takes his sword and just cuts through it. Well, as I was thinking about environmental health and thinking, what in the world? This is just too complicated. These guys are dealing with everything. It's really hard. I found that you've discovered Alexander's sword, which seems to me to be your mantra: healthy people exist in a healthy environment. Is that the work you do?
In fact, people cannot be healthy in an unhealthy environment. I've worked in environmental public health for 25 years. I've done air pollution investigations, drinking water investigations, worker health, child health, all kinds of work. Over time, I've become more and more convinced that we have to design the environments to be healthy as much as try to undo past problems to create new and healthier environments as we look into the future. And particularly my pediatric training brings me to that kind of thinking.
The notion of health in and of itself is one that I guess I sort of take for granted. And then I say, well, you know, health isn't just the absence of illness, is it, doctor?
I was reading a paper this morning where they called "You Can't Have Health Without Mental Health." And it's interesting how particularly lay people think that this is something tangential over there, but no doctor in actual practice dismisses the importance of mental health. And I think in particular, the design of our environments, the presence of trees, the presence of animals, the presence of diversity around us, that adds a lot to our own mental health. And of course, if we're going to have physical health, we've got to exercise. And who wants to walk if you're in an unattractive environment? We all want to be in places that encourage, entice us to be active, to be engaged in the world around us.
Well, and that's what E.O. Wilson calls biophilia, I think, is part of that affection, what he characterizes the affection for other living creatures around us, that he characterizes a psychic need for that going way back into our ancient history as a species. And that has to be, you know, to the extent that's the case, that has to be a part of what you're dealing with.
You know, it's interesting to think that how much the connection to the physical environment, the natural environment, is actually hardwired into us. It was only about 50, maybe 100 years ago that we began to exist in environments that were isolated from natural things around us. Even the idea that we could deplete entire forests, entire continents of its natural vegetation, its natural animal species, and the rest is shocking. It would have been shocking 100 years ago, and now it's happening. We're on a planet with 6.5 billion people, and there was less than a billion just in the last century.
The question of how many people are on the planet, as I was thinking through the materials that you make available through the CDC, the question of how many people there are on the planet touches virtually everything you do within your look at environmental health, doesn't it?
There are two aspects to people. There are many aspects to people. One big issue is, one, how many are there? In our country, we have 300 million people. When I was born, there were 150 million people. So we have doubled the population of the United States just in 50-some-odd years. And think about, everybody listening to us has turned to someone in the car and said, you know, 5 years ago, this was all forest. This was all farmland. This was all open countryside. And now it's covered with houses, big box stores, and roadways. Think about, in this century, when a baby born today is an old woman in her 90s, the nation will have 600 million people. We will have twice as many people fitting into the space that we've been occupying right up until now. Now, we cannot continue to build with the very sparse density that we've been building, you know, one, two houses, three houses on an acre, and paving over the landscape at the same time if we expect to have water resources, air resources, and fuel resources. So, number one, it's how many people, and number two, how sustainable are the lives of the people there? How much resources are we consuming?
This is Dr. Richard Jackson. He is the director of the National Center for Environmental Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia. He will be with us with much more to be said when we come back in just a moment. Please be with us. Bill Russell and I, Paula Gordon, invite you to join us.